there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are live in Chicago today from Our World Underwater, the largest diving consumer event in the Midwest. Every diver who's a diver is here because this is the place to be this weekend. I'm standing right next to Mermaid Alicia, who's celebrating her birthday. Her one-year anniversary is Scuba Radio Mermaid. Alicia, how you feeling? How you holding up?
It's a great time to have a birthday.
There's never a bad time to have a birthday.
Right, the only time and the best time.
Only and best. Well, there you heard it from the mermaid's mouth herself. And, you know, the festivities have not finished. We have an hour of mirth, baby, something. Oh, here it comes. There it is. This is for Mermaid Tony. Yes. Yes, drink it in, Tony. That's Bill, the producer, back in Orlando. He's performing right now.
That was my one birthday wish, was that Bill didn't do this today.
He didn't hear that part.
Oh, he heard it. We talked about this last week and the week before.
Don't do it. Here, please do it.
Bill, I'm very angry with you. Angry.
Time to put my headphones back on.
Yes, me too, actually. I think we just you know what? It's funny. We literally were surrounded by people, and all of a sudden they've disappeared. There's nobody here left in the show, except Nick from Liquid Assets TV, and he has stopped in to save the day. Nick, how you doing, my friend?
Great, Greg. How you doing?
I'm great. It's good to see you again. I know you guys been touring the world and filming exotic dive destinations, and now you have new distribution on what is it, HDNet, or where are you at now?
We're on four different networks, coast to coast, U.S. and Canada. We're at about 60 million homes. HDNet. We're on Tuff TV, AMG TV, and Resort and Residence on DirecTV.
All right, Tuff TV. Now, Liquid Assets TV. You guys have been doing this for a few years now. What makes it so tough now? Is it you?
Whew. What makes it so tough? Yeah, it's really tough traveling around the world and diving.
You know what? I've had so many people come up to me. It's like, Greg, you got the toughest gig in the world. You're surrounded by these mermaids. How do you possibly maintain a level of decorum? And obviously, I don't. Because those people that say that obviously have not heard the show. Do you have similar type of problems or issues or questions of people of you? Do they think, like, how did you get this gig to get to travel the world and film it and just share the love of diving?
Well, I put my time in the trenches. You know, yeah. I was with a dive magazine for a long time.
You paid your dues.
And moved into
TV. It's time for payback.
By the way, how's my hair? I have anything in my teeth? Oh, this is radio, isn't it?
Yeah, it's radio.
You know what's funny?
Look at me. Come on.
The official radio station of Explore Ventures.
Yes,
and we're
absolutely.
The official television show of Explore Ventures. So
we got to get together. and we got these mermaid things, and they're just going to waste on radio, aren't they? Maybe we have to capitalize on this relationship somehow.
So we got some great trips lined up for 2011.
Yeah.
Three of them will be on Explore Adventures boats. We're going to Greece. We're going to Micronesia, the Maldives. I mean, some really amazing places. And we lead on-location trips where divers can join us. So you can actually join us as we film our episodes.
And possibly end up on TV.
And possibly be a superstar.
Now, but what about this mermaid thing? Have you ever thought about bringing mermaids along?
I think we need to integrate them into our show somehow. Would you guys like to come along sometime?
This could be a part of their, it could be a birthday gift of you to them that, hey, we're going to take you guys on one of these trips.
Ooh.
I accept that birthday.
Okay. All right. Tony, she's like,
Oh, of course.
And Tiffany, what do you think? Are you game?
I'm game, but it's not my birthday, but yeah, I'm down.
All right. I guess it doesn't have to be. Okay, Bill, come on, seriously.
When can I have
a birthday? People just started coming back, and Bill starts singing again. That's just bad timing. That's not right. What was that, Nick? I'm sorry.
I want a mirth day.
You want a mirth day?
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Do you really want people to watch your show? I mean,
why not?
I don't know if you'd have to put on a mermaid tail, man.
We did bring an extra one.
Ooh. Okay. Well, obviously, Nick doesn't really care about his viewership if he wants to split. But we can make it happen. Whatever you want,
yeah,
it's all
okay.
Good
maybe,
with
maybe
me.
Next show.
Maybe all right,
next
maybe
show.
Next show. But so where are you off to next? You listed off all these cool destinations you guys are planning to film. But where are you heading to after Chicago?
After Chicago, we're heading to the Dallas show next weekend.
All right.
And then we'll be at Beneath the Sea.
Right.
But then we kick off filming for season 3 in Saba, St. Kitts, and St. Martin.
Nice. Okay.
On the Explorer Adventures boat down there.
Okay, yeah.
And,
well, we're doing that trip in September.
That's a great trip.
Yeah.
Great destination.
I've been on that a few times. That'll be an awesome one to see on film for sure.
Yeah.
Now the show End of the Drink is showing where now?
Like I said, we're on 4 different networks.
Right.
Coast to coast.
But, I mean, they can go to the website and get a listing of the channels.
Yeah, intothedrink.tv is our website. And
okay.
There's a page for Watch It, and that you can find out how to watch it in your
area.
They
can watch it online, too, if they want to catch up.
We have one episode
they?
Online right now.
Only
that's
one.
The Indonesia episode.
You want them to see it in true high definition on one of the channels. That's
key. Preferable, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All the intricate details.
And we are selling season 1 DVDs at our booth right now, too.
Oh, okay. All right. Excellent.
Come and get them. Save $10.
Excellent. All right. Well, we'll make this work. Nick, great to see you again.
Great seeing you, Greg.
But you're in the mermaid hot seat, and there's other people that want to get in there. You hear what I'm saying?
It is a hot seat.
Yes, it is. It is a hot seat. All right. Well, thank you, Nick.
Thanks,
once again,
Greg.
Into the Drinks, a TV show, for divers by divers, and go to his website, and you can get the listings. All right, let's bring on the wine man.
Hey, what's going on?
Guy.
How you guys doing?
I'm good. Now we got a couple mermaids. Celebrating birthdays today, Bob. Now, Bob is the wine guy. We've talked to you many. Every time we come to Chicago, we end up talking to you at one point because you have wine.
Well, I'll tell you what. What's nice here, since the girls are celebrating birthdays.
Mirthdays.
Oh, mermaid days.
Mirthdays.
Yes. Well, when they do mirthdays, this is the best wine you could find.
Wait, did he say breast wine? Did he say that, really?
I didn't hear anything.
I didn't hear that either.
Okay.
But I kind of like the way you think there, Bob. You hear what I'm saying? So, anyway, what do we do? You have these wines that divers can try that have, some kind of...
Well, you notice how you have the Scuba Radio logo. We can actually do a personalization of wines for corporate gifts. And that way, people remember who they got it from.
Right. So a dive club could come over here and have their own special wine if they wanted?
Yeah, last year in American Express Magazine, wine was the number one corporate gift given.
Well, hey, wine is fine, they say. I've heard that before.
There you go.
And liquor
are the mermaids.
No, I don't know. Yeah, the mermaids are okay. Is there anything the wine guy could do for them?
You get out some of this good wine, and there's 100 yeses in every bottle. You only need one.
He's smooth, isn't he, Alicia?
And in fact, here, I even have some samples for the girls. We'll see how they react, okay?
Yeah, okay. Oh, you got some samples? You brought samples.
All right. Back in a second. Hold
okay,
on.
He's going to go get samples. Tony, are you up for a birthday sample of wine from the wine guy?
Well, you know me and wine, so I'm always up for a sample.
Yeah, Tiffany, what do you think? You up for trying out some of this stuff?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's not Tiffany's birthday, but she might as well. It might as well be. You know, she's kind of done a lot in her short span as a mermaid.
I could sing to Tiffany.
You could sing to Tiffany if you wanted to make our ears bleed one more time.
Okay, first thing we're going to sample is an Old Vine Reserve Moscato.
Yeah.
And that's an Italian sparkling wine that goes through a double fermentation, one in the vat, one in the bottle. It's made the same way Dom Perignon is, but it has a nice, light, fruity finish. You put some fresh strawberries, kiwis, raspberries in there, and you get your vitamin C and catch a little buzz. And the women like it. There's 100 yeses in every bottle. You only need one.
You only need one.
It turns out the producers for Scuba Radio also have a light, fruity finish.
Okay. Too much information, Bill. One more time. So we are obviously having a little too much fun here at Our World Underwater in Chicago, but that's what it's all about, sharing the love of diving and maybe a little cocktail in between, because we're just talking about it today and finding out where we want to dive next. All right, ladies, what do you think? Alicia?
It is
This is fabulous.
Is it fruity?
It's very fruity and very, very sweet and just delicious all around.
How about this is that? A great wine, too, in the morning if you have a brunch. You can basically get your Moscato, fresh orange juice, kiwis, raspberries,
isn't Moscato
and strawberries.
A kind of fish
a nice way
or something?
To start the morning.
Or, I don't know. That's Pescado.
I thought he was kidding, but it actually would be fabulous with some strawberries. Wine for breakfast. I like this.
How about that? Mermaids are
okay,
in their wine.
What, Bob? Me. Yeah, right, the ahead, next Bob. Wine we're going to sample show. Here is a blue bottle Auslese. Auslese is your late pick of the German harvest.
Mm-hmm.
And you mix the blue bottle Auslese with the Moscato, and you get kiwis, raspberries, strawberries, slice them up, soak them in cognac, and you got to kick your friends off the lawn. They're howling at the moon.
Nice. That sounds like a Scuba Radio broadcast. I don't know. We're going to find out. Let's take a break and see if someone shows up on the lawn.
Yeah, the
here
thing,
in Chicago.
Too, if you guys
all right, hold on, Bob, wait. Bob will go on for days. Get the girls good and liquored up. We'll just give them a commercial break, see what happens next. Stay close. We're coming up from Chicago.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You're already listening to it, so why not take the plunge and live it? It's the Scuba Life, and it's coming from the dive pros at the new NASSIE Worldwide. At scubalife.com, you can live, connect, and explore dive training, travel, equipment, and more. From the casual diving enthusiast to the full-time dive professional, scubalife.com will be your new resource for everything you need to maximize your underwater adventures. Witness history on February 19th at Our World Underwater in Chicago when the Scuba Radio Mermaids turn it on. That's thescubalife.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com.
My name is Alexa from South Wales.
Wow! Okay!
If you like going down like me,
then here's the man to see. Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Every time I get high, you wanna go high. Every time I wanna get down, get down, get down.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master here in Chicago at Our World Underwater. This is quite an event. OurWorldUnderwater.com. Check it out. You can win trips, like liveaboard trips from Explorer Ventures. They're giving away one here at the show. And a lot of other great stuff. Really cool silent auction, too. So, and it all benefits really worthwhile causes. So the prizes and all that kind of stuff that they're giving away go to benefit these really neat efforts. And that said, the stuff in the silent auction is pretty amazing. Matter of fact, we'll try to get into some of this stuff in just a bit. But, you know, we are in the middle of a Mirth Day celebration, and the girls just had a little wine from the wine guy, Bob. And lo and behold, you know, as I said, wine is fine. Liquor is quicker. I've heard this before, and that's why I brought on my buddy Ed Buckley from Blue Water Adventures in St. Croix. How you doing, Ed?
I'm fantastic, Greg. How are you doing?
It's good to see you again. Ed, we go way back. He's a fellow radio junkie or radio world, road warrior, so to speak, right?
Yeah, I made my millions in radio like you're doing decided to go make the big money in diving now.
Good man, good man. And you can see from his outfit, because he has the bright yellow Crocs and a hat, he stands out for sure. He has the wardrobe. He has a look, a unique look you can always find Ed at the dive shows.
Absolutely.
You and know, it works.
You stand out from the crowd.
That's right. Me too. I got this whole little thing going on. I got lectured by the mermaids of wearing black shoes and brown pants and brown shoes. I don't know what the hell they were telling
me. What's with wearing shoes and long pants?
Well, good point. We're divers. We're supposed to be wearing flip-flops.
Exactly.
That's probably what they were complaining about.
Long fishtails.
Yes. So, now I brought you over because one of the cool things that Ed does, he is a marketing genius. Not only does he know how to stand out in a crowd with his unique attire, his style, which is very diver-friendly, and you know, he's someone you want to go up and hang with. He's just a good guy. But he knows the power of booze.
Yes.
And you bring a little taste of the islands there from
somehow
the
I knew this complimentary session on me was going to somehow get around to rum.
Well,
we
it's their
done.
Birthday, and I'm trying
right.
to I'm trying to take care of our girls as best I know how, and usually that involves some kind of alcohol.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And
when they're not diving.
Yeah.
Not when we're not diving, so they can do that, right?
Absolutely.
So what do you bring? You bring these little samples from your island there in St. Croix.
Excellent. Cruisin' rum.
Cruisin' rum.
Cruisin' gold from St. Croix.
Nice. And that's just a little handout sample thing when people come by and talk to you.
This year, Captain Morgan's also a St. Croix product this year.
Now I heard about that. It used to be
Puerto Rico.
But didn't it used to be there a long, long time ago, and then it went away and came back?
No.
No, you guys just stole it away from the Puerto Rican.
Basically, yeah.
Oh, nice. It's a true pirate way of life. So,
the Cruisin' Rum's what this is all about. They've been there a long time, and they do make very, very nice rum, and that's what I give out at the shows.
Right. So wine is fine, but Cruisin' Rum gets you there quicker. Is it true?
Liquor's quicker.
Yeah. All right. Good, man. And how's the diving been there in St. Croix lately?
Fantastic, man. We were diving with humpbacks last week.
Really?
Yeah, it's been excellent diving conditions there. We sent out a newsletter last week when 75% of the U.S. was under a winter storm watch.
Right.
It's 85 and sunny on St. Croix. You don't have to live like this.
Yes.
You can get away. And it doesn't have to cost a fortune to do it either.
And that's true. You get a lot of great deals on airfare right now down to the Caribbean and in places like yours that you have down there.
One of our show specials right now, 7 nights in a beachfront hotel, 5 days of diving, and round-trip airfare from Chicago for $1,004.
Nice. Excellent.
Can't be beat.
All right, well, I'm going to let you get back to it because I know you got more samples to pass out.
And there's a line waiting for rum back over there, Greg.
If you haven't figured it out, have
a great rest of your show, man.
Thank you, sir. That's Ed Buckley. And what's the website again? Blue Water Adventures.
StCroixScuba.com.
Okay, I'll get it right eventually. It's the rum. See, I can't remember. He gets me liquored up and I can't remember anything. But he has business cards, the whole thing. But one of the more colorful people here at Our World Underwater. All right, Mermaid Tony has the microphone in one hand and the Cruisin' rum in the other. How are you feeling on your mirth day?
Oh, sorry. I was trying to talk into the bottle of rum.
Oh, yeah. Wrong. Wrong hand, Tony.
It's working.
Yes. It's good. So, your birthday, your one-year anniversary of being a Scuba Radio mermaid, we found you here in Chicago. She was curled up in a corner crying, and then we rescued her. Is that how it happened last year, a year ago today?
Well, actually, you know what? I would like to thank the person that found me.
Well, you're welcome.
It wasn't you, Greg.
Oh. Sorry, I guess it wasn't. You're right, it wasn't me.
Had you been the one to approach me and ask if I would want to be a mermaid, I probably never would have done it.
Good point. He's like, are you you're creeping me out. There's no way. But no, that's what happened. So who do you want to thank?
I would like to thank Kevin.
Now, where is Kevin?
He's working.
Probably the first time we've been to Chicago for Our World Underwater, and Kevin hasn't been here to wrangle you guys.
Where is the disco ball jacket? I need it.
That's right.
I need it right now.
He has a mirrored disco ball jacket that he wears to all the shows. He's one of the colorful characters, just like Ed, with his unique yellow Crocs and cowboy hat. Kevin has this dress jacket that is basically a mirror ball on a dressed coat. It's unique.
It's
but
shiny.
I bet he can get away with black pants and brown shoes, though.
No one really can, especially not you.
Not even a mirrored coat.
No.
Kevin, I think, could pull it off, but he's not here. And God bless him, I guess, for finding Mermaid Tony, because it has been quite a treat to have her for the last year.
He's the one. I've had the best year of my life.
for 2010.
So it's all Kevin's fault. You'd like to thank Kevin for your birthday celebration. You just want to reflect and thank the guy who made it happen. You know, there's God and then there's Kevin, is what you're saying, right?
This is true.
It's kind of like your acceptance speech as a mermaid, Scuba Radio mermaid. Is that it?
Something like that. I probably should have prepared a little better, but I'm not thankful for the fact that I've had 40 flights in the past year.
40?
40.
Well, that's good, though. That's good for you. That's good travel. That's a lot of frequent flyer miles. Those are upgrades. Those are points.
Yeah,
that
not
you're
when
getting.
You're afraid of flying, though.
Yeah, man, Tony has this whole flying thing. She can dive really deep, but go the other way, forget about it. Not a fan. Just not a fan. But you're holding up pretty good. You've done good over the last year. We got a few more trips to do before you move on. Maybe. Hopefully.
Maybe.
If you make
we'll
it
see
through.
How this one goes.
Yeah, well, that's assuming you make it through your birthday celebration here in Chicago.
You know, it was really nice of them to throw this huge event just for our birthdays. That was
that's a
really
good point.
Nice
I didn't
of Pat.
Talk. You know what? We ought to talk to Pat about that. They may have changed the charitable portion of Our World Underwater just to basically celebrate the Scuba Radio mermaids.
We're very thankful for it.
Yes, I can see. I think everyone else here is thankful for it as well. But, Tony, what about diving here? Would you want to dive here in Chicago?
Ooh.
They dive. They do. They dive in the Great Lakes here.
Yeah, I know, but
it's not even frozen right now.
I'm a warm water wuss, just like you.
This is true.
The difference is I don't have a dry suit.
I have a dry suit, and I'm just trying to keep it that way. I've done pretty good over the last 10 years.
Keeping it nice and hidden in your closet doesn't count.
Yes. Well, it's just what we do. But one of these days, we're going to jump in one of these cold water conditions, or maybe we'll join these Chicagoland divers at the number one dive site in Chicago, O'Hare International Airport, and head to Hawaii or some other place. Who knows? All right, more coming up from Chicagoland. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
First radio show devoted to diving. We're going to talk about some of the offerings from the Bahamas in just a bit because not only is Neil Watson here, Richard Trico from the Ministry of Tourism is manning a booth here at Our World Underwater, and we're going to try to rope him in to share some thoughts with us on some flotillas coming up, as well as a report on the Miami International Boat Show, which is going on this weekend as well down in South Florida. And they have a diving pavilion as part of that event this weekend. And I was there Thursday, and we'll get into that in just a bit as well. But first, ladies, here you go. Here, Alicia, Mermaid Alicia, and Mermaid Tony. It's their birthdays. They've got their... They got their rum there from Ed Buckley and St. Croix Blue Water Adventures, and they're getting ready to do a little tasting and see if they like the wine or the Cruzan. We'll find out. Now Pup is with me, the scuba cowboy, and Pup, you know, Tony's been celebrating her birthday, and it's I don't know what it would be. When your first event was with us, I guess it was DEMA, wasn't it? I forget these things. Time flies, you know what I'm saying, when you're having fun. When was the first thing you did with us, kind of, unofficially?
Well, as far as actually in person, we did some online, or on-air interviews, rather, but the first official show together was DEMA 2009.
Right.
So you're behind. You owe me, a couple of birthday or Scuba Cowboy presents or something.
What do cowboys do to celebrate a birthday? I don't know.
I don't know. Scuba Hanging cowboys. Out in Grenada with Mermaids works pretty good for me.
Okay, well, that's worked out pretty good. Now we just released the new Scuba Radio song video, and it took a while, longer than I expected it to, but you've had a week or so to kind of sink in a little bit. What do you think? Because you're the one who wrote the music. We shot the video in Grenada and Carriacou about 6 months ago, and it's finally come out, and it's out there on the web at scubaradio.com and on YouTube. Your thoughts?
And it's wonderful. After all the fan mail that I've received this week on how wonderful the video is, yes, it's absolutely fantastic. I think you, in some ways, have missed part of your calling because you're definitely a video editor as well.
Yeah.
I think we pieced it together really
face
well.
Face for radio, but I can't edit video when it includes, the scuba cowboy and three or four mermaids. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Release the sharks!
Mr. Powers, you'll notice that all of the sharks have laser beams attached to their heads. I figure every creature deserves a warm meal.
Dr. Evil. It's about the sharks. When you were frozen, they were put on the endangered species list. We tried to get some, but it would have taken months to clear up the red tape.
You know, I have one simple request, and that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads. Now, evidently, my cycloptic colleague informs me that that can't be done. Can you remind me what I pay you people for? Honestly, throw me a bone here. What do we have?
Sea bass.
Right.
Yes, we are a show, and we like to go down. That's what divers do. And, it's what we get to do every Saturday for a couple hours. Now we're in Chicago at Our World Underwater, sharing the love of diving that we all have with our mermaids, with Pup the Scuba Cowboy. He's playing music. We're playing video songs, all kinds of crazy stuff. Neil Watson's still hanging out with us. And we got to talk about the Bahamas. Before we just talked a little bit about Bimini. But, Neil, you got your buddy from the Ministry of Tourism with us here as well. And I think we need to focus a little bit more on what's going on over in that beautiful island chain.
Yeah, Richard Trico is our Bahamas dive specialist with the Ministry of Tourism. I raised this boy. I was at the Miami Boat Show a couple of days ago, and one of his cohorts comes up and says something about says where's your son at? And I said, I'm sorry. He says, Trico. I says, oh man, he's meeting me up in Chicago.
There you go.
Anyhow, but no, Richard's. Richard's been diving since he was a teenager and certainly knows the Bahamas and the dive market, and
absolutely.
He's the man.
He is the man, and he's on Scuba Radio here in Chicago right now. Richard, good to see you again.
How you doing, Greg?
Now, how did you lose the bet with the other folks from the tourism office from working the Miami Boat Show versus Chicago?
When they heard it was how cold it was up here, everybody decided to go to the boat show.
Yes.
So I was elected to come up here to this nice weather up here.
Right.
They didn't know about the mermaids.
They didn't know
about these mermaids.
Yeah, see. Okay. So
I got the best hand of the stick.
You won. You won that one. I'm with you on that. So the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism, you're here, man, at a booth. What are you sharing with the folks here in Chicago?
Well, we're offering a special program here, especially from the Outer Island Promotion Board. We're offering what they call, if you book any four-night stay to the Bahamas, we're offering what they call a free companion airfare, where you bring your companion along with you.
Right.
And along with that, the Outer Island Promotion Board is also offering you an extra $50 to go onto your dive credit.
Oh, okay. So you get a free airfare for a companion.
Right.
And then another $50 credit to apply to, like, a dive package or
exactly,
something?
Exactly.
Okay, nice.
And you can book it or either come to Bahamas.com or MyIslandsOut.com. Well, on this one, you go to MyIslandsOut.com.
Yeah, MyIslandsOut.com.
Bet Watson Undersea Adventure. To book the airfare or portion of it.
Yeah.
And get the credit.
Right.
So, yeah, so that's Neil's daughter. Mans the phone there for the ministry sometimes,
that's
too, right?
Neil, new business venture.
Yeah, yeah. We have a reservation line. It's 1-800-866-DIVE or 3483. You can call that. She can do the land portion, the airfare, the air credits, the $50 off. She'll make me come dive with them, whatever you want.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe she'd get her dad to meet you over there on the islands. Who knows?
Right.
But, yeah, Beth knows everything and anything when it comes to booking.
And while we're here, we're also offering some excellent group rates for the dive operators here at the show. So we have right here all in the one envelope.
So you're doing a little double duty. Yeah.
Double duty.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right.
You got to take care of some
kill two birds with one stone.
Local dive shops and,
right.
and then work with some in those
consumers.
Guys. Maybe
yeah.
some of the clubs, too.
Clubs as well.
You know, they say that Chicago has more divers per capita than Miami or something. It's some crazy thing. I don't know. They're hardcore up here in Chicago.
Hardcore, because it's the majority of a lot of our business come from this area.
Because they just want to get the hell out of here, don't they?
Out.
No, I'm just joking. Yeah, Chicago's a beautiful place. Outside of March through December.
Anytime above 9 degrees.
Right, exactly.
You know, the beauty of the divers up here is you know, the Florida divers are great divers. Active divers, but they're spoiled divers.
Right.
You know, they're used to my 80-80-80 rule, and the visibility is great and all that. You know, if you have Chicago divers and they come down, and if you're blown out a day, or, you know, might be a little cool, but they can sit under that palm tree drinking a pina colada, it's like not a washout.
Yeah, that's right. There's no warm water wusses up here.
I have no man.
No, they love their sport, and they have to jump through a few more hoops than we do down in Florida, and maybe that makes them appreciate it a little bit more.
Absolutely, and they're really good divers because they've learned to dive in conditions that we're not used to down
right.
south.
Not used to or wouldn't want to.
Well, there you go. I wasn't going to say that, Greg.
Yeah,
you can
say
that.
Well, it's just being real, keeping it real. But it is, I mean, you know, they actually do have some pretty neat diving up here. I've seen those videos of some of these great lake shipwrecks.
Yeah, some of the wrecks are supposed to be absolutely amazing. And one of these days when I get a double dry suit or something, I'm gonna take them up on it and I'm gonna go see for myself.
Yes, well, you know, the cold water preserves the wood and that kind of thing. So some of the shipwrecks.
I'm worried about it preserving me.
Yeah, well, it might. You look at it that way. You know, you dive up here in Chicago, it's like adding a few years to your life because you're cryogenically frozen and suspended in time. I figure. You think, Richard?
You've been the dive god. You've been blessed.
Yes, absolutely.
Diving, Neil, you know, your life expectancy goes up.
Oh, this is
yeah, we've discussed what happens to us guys in that cold water.
Shrinkage, anyone?
Yes.
So, it's good stuff indeed. Now, Pup, I got to bring this up because Pup said to me at the commercial break, he goes, "Hey, that's the famous Neil Watson, isn't it?" And he hasn't had the honor to meet you yet. You know, he's heard all about you. You're legend, kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, my son now is claiming to be the famous Neil Watson. I mean, yeah.
You're the infamous.
Infamous. Man. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He was named right, man. He's falling right there. What is it? The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah. Well, this is true.
Yeah.
This is true. But what do you think about this, Pup, meeting a living legend like Neil Watson?
Well, I think that's actually the term that I used was legendary Neil Watson. I've heard so many stories, and I'm sure you've contributed to the delinquency of I don't know how many people, but it sounds like Neil is even more powerful at that than you.
Oh, trust me, Neil is way more powerful. I've learned from Neil.
But Greg
Neil
is
my mentor.
He's starting to develop a reputation himself.
Yeah, well, it's a bad one. But I've tried to pay off the right people, Richard.
Right, he's becoming the guru in knowledge in the dive industry.
Really? Who told you that? Did I give you money last night after a couple drinks? No wonder my wallet was empty this morning. Jeez. But yeah, you know, but that is part of sharing the joy and meeting people, you know, like Neil. I mean, literally is a living legend. I'm nice enough to have him as a good friend of the show, but he has so many stories and people come to Chicago. Neil's here and they come up and they bump into him. They don't realize what he's done or something. They're like, "Oh my God, wait, you're Neil Watson? I used to read about you in the magazine and this is you? Are you kidding me?" And they start talking and have a cocktail, like,
right,
"Hey, you want to go diving in Bimini or whatever?"
Right.
It's all good,
Neil
all good, all good. It all starts.
If it wasn't written on it, everybody come running to your booth.
Well, there you go. Absolutely. Or running away if you're a beautiful young girl.
Right.
But that's a different thing altogether.
Just a little tip note. If anybody needs any information, they can go to Bahamas.com/diving.
Okay.
And, anything that
or BahamasDiving.com.
Or BahamasDiving.com. And the information that I told you about,
right.
They can look it up on their own.
Yeah, look it up. Take advantage of that companion airfare, all those specials. A lot of really cool packages available in the Bahamas right now.
Right.
Not just with those specials, but if you like combine a little trip with Nassau and then run over to Out Island.
We have another program that's going through Nassau. You get your airfare into Nassau, they'll get you out to the Out Island free. And that's once you get into the Nassau.
Yep.
And they give you some excellent rates on that. But you still have to book a four-night package.
Got it. Still book a four-night package. Well, that's easy to do.
Right.
And hit a few different islands. They're so close. There's 700 islands to choose from in the Bahamas.
That's right.
It's pretty shocking.
Not only that, we have 1,500 rocks and keys.
Really? So, I didn't know that.
We stretch some 100,000 square miles. So you never run out of things to do in the Bahamas until you want to. But, you can do it all.
Yeah, and once you want to, or once you do, you're not going to. Hey, John Saturday, Richie Kohler next.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Show devoted to diving. Now, during the commercial break, I had someone else come up to me. A lady, real nice, came up and asked me. She wanted to do a magazine article. And she said, Greg, you know, I listen to your show, and I'm wondering, you know, I see these mermaids and things, but what is there for women like me? And I look at myself every time I get this question. I look at myself, I'm like, what am I, chopped liver? I'm a dude. I'm here. Drink it in, ladies. And then I get that same blank stare that I'm getting right now from John Chatterton. So I thought I'd bring him over to see if he can provide the eye candy for the ladies watching and listening to the show today.
I think what you meant to say was drink up, ladies, because that's the only way that's going to happen.
All right, I'll get it right. See, I defer to people like you, to professionals like yourself, that can mentor me, so I can do better in this world.
Well, you know, the crowd, the throngs, they take you out there, and it's up to guys like me to bring you back in.
Thank you.
To ground
Thank
you.
Thank you.
You. I want you to think of me as your adult supervision.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That's... I'm going to need therapy, John. I think...
You're not in therapy now?
Good point. Good point.
So tell me, Greg, what have you been up to?
You know what? I'm just standing around, hanging out in Chicago, talking with the divers, and hoping to run into folks like you. Legends in the diving, or in the world, period. I mean, you're always traveling around the world, diving these exotic things. I mean, you've done some of the most extreme, crazy, nutty diving on the planet. I mean, just to give people some reference, if they don't recognize John Chatterton's name right off the bat, take that movie Sanctum. He did stuff that was way worse than those people, and they all died. And he's still standing, and here he is, right?
Yeah, I don't know why that happened. I must just be a lucky guy.
You're a lucky guy. Years of therapy.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? These days, I'm working down in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
I'm working with the government down there. We're trying to locate and document colonial-era shipwrecks. I'm back into hard hat diving.
Yeah.
You know, I really feel like I'm back to my roots now.
Nice.
You know?
Now, when you're doing this, I mean, what kind of diving are we talking about, John? You're going down there and trying to find shipwrecks? sharks and then harvest all the gold from them and retire as a multimillionaire again or more times over than you already are?
Well, you know what? I've been married a couple of times.
Oh, okay.
I've been accused of having a crazy wife collection.
Ah, I see.
So,
you have your own pot of ex-wives. I have a pot of mermaids.
Yeah. Well, which one of us authored a better life
more?
Plan?
Yeah. Well, hey.
This is my plan for life.
Mm-hmm. Well, see me after I sign the bar bill tonight, and then we'll compare.
Oh, wait, you're signing the bar bill? Where is that going to be?
No, I can't tell you.
Can we invite everyone at home?
Shh. Or in Chicago, these people drink like crazy.
You know what? It is. We are working with archaeologists. We're trying to do the right thing. But at the same time, helmeted diving is a little bit different than scuba diving. But that's kind of where I come from. So
right.
It's a lot of fun.
Well, yeah. Do you have to do the helmet diving down there in Dominican Republic because? Why? Why do you have to do that type?
It's the right tool for the job.
Okay. Why? Because you're dealing with such like hazardous type of environment, or I don't know.
No, because we look really cool.
Yeah.
In
I was
going
to say because it looks cooler. Exactly. That's what it's always about.
Yeah. No, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And when you're working with a crew like that, then we can all say to each other, "We look really cool now, don't we?"
Nice.
Actually, Joe Porter's Wreck Diving Magazine on the cover is. One of the hard hat guys that I'm working with, Haron Ehrenberg, and we're working a shipwreck that I hated, so I hate the shipwreck.
I hate it. Why?
I hate it.
Why?
I didn't see anything within the shipwreck that reached out to me. So.
Right, that was like shiny and.
It's
one of those kind of things.
Yeah,
you're more into intrinsic value of things anyway, aren't you?
Yeah, well, you know, you know me. I'm primarily a spiritual person.
Yes, that's how I know you, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. When you think of me, you think spirituality,
I do. I was like, I wondered if you, I always thought you were going to, you know, turn in this whole diving thing and go with the priesthood.
Yeah.
You know?
that's me.
Yeah.
Peace Corps.
But the stuff that you're doing in the Dominican Republic, are you still just doing this as your own little salvage operation? Or I know a couple of years ago you were talking about making it where people might be able to come down and dive with you and participate. Where's that at?
We still have we have friends that come down and dive with us. But to tell you the truth, it's kind of distracting to have recreational divers on a commercial diving operation. They're goals, their purposes.
Okay, well, you could just say, Greg, you can't come.
Oh, no, Greg, you can come. I'm seriously.
Oh, really?
No, oh, yeah. No, you,
so I have
you
to bring. I have to bring mermaids with me, though, don't I?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Right. I'm used to that. I'm used to that. But, no, I see. They could end up being a distraction or create issues because it's totally different type of diving. You're focused on finding these wrecks.
Recreational divers are by nature, are needy, especially when they travel.
Right.
You know, so as opposed to a commercial operation where, you know, everything has a place and everybody is used to working together the tools, the job assignments, all that kind of stuff doesn't change radically day to day. You get a whole bunch of new people down there that have never been there before.
It'll mess up everything.
Well, they need to be taken care of.
Yes.
They're just needy.
All right. Well, let me process that.